Shir's Lili Nishmas Harav Reb Pesach Ben Harav Reb Avram Yankiv Reshutz Harav. Over 80 years ago, a child was, in Hebrew you say Mishtolel. Mishtolel is misbehaving. He was misbehaving in the Letterman Shul in Bnei Brak, and the Chazayin Ish was sitting there and learning. And he was sitting there learning the Halakha Torahs of the Chazayin Ish, learning up a Chazayin Ish. And this child was making a little bit too much mischief, a bit too mischievous inside the shul. And the Chazayin Ish gave this child a warning. And he told him that he shouldn't do this. This is a shul. And he gave him a little musar. And then afterward, the child again, a child to be a child, and he was a weiter, a little bit mischievous. I think something got knocked over. I think the story was a shtender got knocked over. And the Chazayin Ish stood up, went over to the child, and gave him a patch. He patched that child. The child went home and told his mother that he got patched by the Chazayin Ish. The Chazayin Ish gave him a slap. The Chazayin Ish gave him a slap. His mother was so distraught. The Chazayin Ish gave my child a slap. My son, what's going to be with my son? So she ran to the Halakha Stipler, the brother-in-law of the Chazayin Ish, and she started to cry to the Stipler, what's going to be with my son? And my son, he's such a matziv that the Halakha Chazayin Ish gave him a slap. And Taka, the Chazayin Ish was known, we spoke last night, in Chinuch, and Noyam, and Toysav, and Davar Tamid was to the Stipler. And Taka, something to be worried about. So the Chazayin Ish, the Stipler went to his brother-in-law, the Chazayin Ish, to ask him, my hi, what did this child do that was so bad that you gave him a slap? What's the Kishen Taka, and what's going to be with such a boy that the Chazayin Ish gave a slap? So the Chazayin Ish told him that Verveis, who knows if that'll be the Makkah Bepatish, on your son Chaim, that Verveis, maybe that'll be the slap that whips him into shape. And that slap that the Chazayin Ish gave to the Stipler's son, to Chaim Kanievsky, we call Chaim Kanievsky. So Verveis, if people would have known about that slap, they probably would have lined up in Bnei Brak. They would have taken their children, come, give them a slap. Put them lined up in the streets. 80 years later, we understand now what has become of that slap. Over 80 years later, you understand that slap, the Loi Mevoi, just a slap. But 80 years of Hasmada, of the Masmit Hador, is what you have in Bnei Brak of Chaim Kanievsky. Paisag Ador, one of the Gdoile Ador, Mamish, the Abal Mechaber Svarim of countless and countless Svarim, the leader of the door. That's where the slap came from, that's what the slap led to. But the Maisa, it was much more than a slap that created all of that Hasmada and all of that Bekiyas. The phenomenal Bekiyas that we'll see a little bit of it tonight, the Zaycha, the phenomenal Bekiyas, the Bekiyas of the Borer, the greatest Baki of the door. The greatest Baki of the door, the Masmid Ador. But I think what's more impressive than all of this is that when you're the Masmid Ador, and you're the Baki Ador, and you're the Gadol Ador, and you're leading Klal Yisrael, but that he's there for Klal Yisrael. Mamish, everyone knows, you can go there tonight and you'll see online at least 100, 200 people that are waiting there to get in, right? just to get a bua from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, just to get a bracha. But we know what that bua is worth. Now that bua was worth something. We understand that bracha v'atzlacha that he monopolized is about to worth something. So let's see a little bit tonight. We'll try to, who's this person that people stand online, hundreds of people every night, every day. Ben Azmanim, he's one of the main attractions in Eretz Yisrael. Throughout the year also, but certainly on Ben Azmanim, he's one of the major mekaymis. So who's this person? And Avada went to Tzedok Chachma. You see, from Reb Chaim, there's an incredible amount of Torah, which leads to an incredible amount of Chachma. I asked my children, what are the stories maybe they heard from myself and what they heard? What stories come to mind when you think of that incredible Chachma that he had, an incredible Torah, which went to Tzedok Chachma? So some stories are quite amusing. One story was that somebody came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the baby was born on Shabbos Shira. I think everybody knows already, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has certain shitas about names, Befrat Shira, not Rona Sharayim gain in them, Chabad Hanta does, but everyone knows there's certain shitas and stuff. So Reb Chaim, he told Reb Chaim the baby was born on Shabbos Shira, so maybe he's going to name the baby Shira. What does Reb Chaim think about that? So Reb Chaim told him, if the baby would have been born in Parshas Parah, what would you call the child? Parah? It's a dot Torah, it's a dot Chachma. Another person, the Balabata Shefelo, came into Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he told him that he has a son, and Mastami is mamish, must be oimid for greatness. Mastami is a tzaddik, and he wants to share this with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What was this oimid? That's the greatness in tzaddikus. He says that the child, every time he takes strings, he finds strings, and he starts wrapping them around his hand. Any string he finds, he wraps around his hand, and he wraps around his head. He's already holding by putting on tefillin. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, maybe it's kedai, you should start davening in a shul. Perhaps he's seeing his father putting on tefillin a little bit too often. There's Vinzadot Torah. It's a chachma, but there's a vada. There's a much greater chachma, in bekiyas. And in bekiyas, the bekiyas, I think everyone here knows that it's important to reiterate. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has no photographic memory. There's no debate about that. There's no machlokes about that. There's no shaila about that. Nobody ever argued about that. Nobody ever said not like that. He does not have a photographic memory. It's the power. Rav Avadja Yosef Zichron Levracha. The photographic memory. It was Yadua. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky does not have a photographic memory. Yet the Bekiyas is awesome. I can't describe it. It's so awesome. I can only tell you a few stories, but it's awesome. It's Moyodik. There's no other way to describe that awesome Bekiyas, which Al Pi Teva is impossibility. It's impossibility. It's a vada, something that only comes through tremendous siyata d'shmaya and hasmada, that to be able to have such a diyas ha-toyra, to have such shlita of a koil ha-toyra kula. I once asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky about a certain yaris dvash, that he brings down a certain medrash. I asked him about this medrash, and I asked him in person, I asked him about the medrash, and Chaim Kanievsky, because he didn't bring, there was no mekoyros there or whatnot. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the medrash that he's quoting, the reason you didn't find it, and I had different people that were very, very well versed in medrash to try and help, and computer searches and whatnot, and couldn't find such a medrash, and it was a half of the medrash. I think I might have even said it here once. And Chaim Kanievsky said it is a medrash in the Mechilta de Rashbi. It's a medrash in the Mechilta de Rashbi. So said, we had checked in the Mechilta de Rashbi. He said, yeah, the medrash, when the Yaz Dvash, Kamir, he had that medrash. When he had the medrash, he didn't have it in the surah that we have it at Tzleinu. And the Tzurah, the Lashon, that we have the Medrash at Tzleinu, that's the Medrash that the Yaris Dvash was talking about. In other words, this is a person that when you ask them a question, it took about less than five or six seconds, the amount of time I just stopped for, already, he was already telling us, that's not in Bavli, that's not in Yerushalmi, that's not in these Midrashim, it's in the Mechilta de Rav Shvi, and it's Bidiyuk, exactly what the Yaris Tvash was saying, just if you add this word and take out that word and take out this word, so then that's the medrash that you're looking for. So the computer can't do that. The computer can't do that because computer, if you put in the words, then the computer comes out with this. But he's able to chop. No, the medrash sounds barak like that. So that's the medrash that the Yaris Tvash was talking about. It's Koil HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yisai. It's everything. Koil HaTorah Kula. This is a man that the Chazayit Ish told once a person. This is obviously going back many, many years. The Chaim Kanievsky couldn't have been more than 18, 19 when the story happened. The Chazayit Ish told the person, take a very good look at that person, because number one, one day he will lead all of Klal Yisrael. And number two, in the next world you won't be able to see him. So the next time you're in Eretz Yisrael, go and take a look. It's Gedai to take a look. I'll tell you when, how to get in a moment. But go and take a look, because it's a Gedai to look in this world, because in the next world, who knows if we'll be able to see him. So this is the person that we're talking about, that great Hasmada. Hasmada. Hasmada is a Noira. What's Hasmada? What's Hasmada? Somebody once asked him about the fact that he takes on the Kayas. It's Yadua, the stipler, takes on the Kayas every time he's offered, and so too, Chaim Kanievsky. They asked him about the person that made a bris by him, and he said he doesn't want to share Chaim because of the Vittel Torah that he's Goyim. But he understands that Reb Chaim comes to every Sandikayas. This was years ago. This is something that he used to even go to Yerushalayim for Sandikayas. So he said he doesn't want to stare, but he knows that Reb Chaim, so does he feel it's improper? Does he feel it's the right thing that to ask Reb Chaim? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, by him it doesn't stare. It doesn't stare. So he said, yeah, but no, but the Vittel Torah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, there's no Vittel Torah. What does he mean? He means, what's the difference? I learned here, I learned there. What's nafkamina? I learned here, I learned in the car. We know that to learn on a 45-minute drive from Bnei Brak, or an hour drive, or whatever it is, from an hour drive from Bnei Brak to Shalayim, by us, that would go into the category of Bittel Torah. It would cause us to be Bittel Torah. We would not be able to learn, obviously, in the same level, and certainly we wouldn't be able to concentrate, etc. By him, there's no chilik, Rabbi Yisai. That comes from 80 years of training yourself in Hasmada. That's the masmid that we're talking about. This is a person that if you'll go to the files of the Israeli government, it says next to his name, Beis Shin. Beis Shin does not mean Beis Shammai. By the Israeli government, it certainly doesn't. It doesn't mean, what's Beis Shin? Beis Shin means Bilti Shafui. Bilti Shafui means not so normal. Why does he have the distinguished category of being considered? I mean, I think it's obviously a great kavod to be considered by the Israeli government to be Beis Shin, but why was he zeichet to that title of kavod in term of endearment by the Israeli government? Because when Chaim Knievsky was a young bacher, and he went to the army office, everybody had to go and to get his p'tur, whatever. So when he went there, they asked him what his address is and what's his phone number. So he said he doesn't know. He didn't know his address. He didn't know his phone number. So he said, what do you mean you don't know your address? You don't know your phone number? He says, phone number is not even a habim. Yeah, but the address, well, what's shver? What do I need to know? So he said, what do you do? So he says, I learn in yeshiva. So how do you go to yeshiva? So he says, well, I come out of the house, I make a left, I make a right, I make a left, whatever he told him like this. The person sitting behind the thing, you know, the Beis Shin. Okay? So they asked afterward the stipler. He doesn't know his phone number. He said, this Yid, Chaim, my Chaimel, he doesn't know anything. Therefore, he knows everything. There's a reason why every one of us would stand online for hours just to get that Eitzah. Because when you have no connection to the Olam Hazeh and what's going on and the things that are important to everybody else, so then you have connection nor to Ruchnias. Nor to Ruchnias. You should know one thing, Rabbi Yisak. When you look at the Chaim Knievsky, you know what you're looking into? You're looking into a mirror. Looking into a mirror when you see your Chaim Knievsky? Yeah, vada. What's a diamond, Rabbi Yisai? A diamond is really, it didn't start out like a diamond. It took a rock, and the rock, badex, the diamond, and you sit there and you have to chisel and chisel and chisel until in the end, you take out the diamond. That's what it is. That's how you get a diamond. Rabbi Yisai, what's a neshama? Neshama is badek. Neshama is a diamond. If a neshama is badek, it's covered up by the guf. There are some people that have chiseled and chiseled and chiseled away at their guf to the extent that all you see in front of you is a neshama. So when you look at their Chaim Knievsky, you know what you're looking at? You're looking into a mirror. It's just that the difference is that by us, there's still a little bit badek. There's still some rock that's covering us up. But by him, there's nothing covering up that diamond. So that's the person, this person, who can answer from Kaila Tayra Kula. I have so many stories, and unfortunately I really want to get to the halacha tonight, but I have one that's so karev libi, this story, because it's such a mayridik amaisa, where you see the shlita of Torah and psak and koyach, mayridik. There's a person, a lady, that was very sick. She was a young girl, and she was very sick. And she went to the stipler guy to get, they went to the stipler to get a bracha, because she was going to do a certain operation. The stipler told the parents that she should not do this operation. So the parents were in kafif to the Helika stipler and the Das Torah of the stipler. They went back to the doctor and they told the doctor that they're not going to do the operation. So the doctor told them that it's a terrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake because even if she's able to survive now, but it's certainly something that comes back. And very scared by it. So they went back again to the stipler and the stipler said, the stipler at one point in his life, at the end, he was dead. Actually, quite a long time in his life, he was dead. And he would he screamed out at them very clearly, don't do the operation, she's going to have arichas yomim. And the stipler screamed enough, and they left. And that was it. They decided not to do the operation. They didn't do the operation. This girl went on and got married and had a mishpacha, a very big mishpacha. It's a mishpacha that I'm familiar with, the mishpacha that lives in Bnei Brak, Adi Emezen. It's a big mishpacha. This lady, about 25 years later, after the story, got sick with the same sickness. In other words, it was like the doctor said, that you're not fooling anyone. Avada, it's going to come back, and when it comes back, there's nothing you can do about it. At this point, she was, I think, in the story, she's about 40 years old. So at this point, the stipler was no longer alive. He was already shining the Olam Emes. So they went to Chaim Knievsky. They went to Chaim Knievsky to get a bracha for the operation, because now there's no prayer. Now the Avada, you have to do it. So they said, but they want to just tell Chaim the story. And tell us, I told the story that the stipler gave a bracha and nothing, right? So the Chaim Knievsky thought for Mistama less than a few seconds, not very long, and he said that by him, it's not so clear that they should be doing this operation. It's not so clear anymore. My high. So he said, because the machlekes in 2 days in the Yushalmi, and it's famous that Yushalmi is brought in Rabbeinu Bachaya, in Taka Parshas Vayechi, that over there there's a machlekes when Yaakov Avinu died, did the Rav come back? We know that Yaakov Avinu, when he came to Mitzrayim, so the Rav, the famine, went away. The famine went away. Beschus that Yaakov Avinu came. There was a machlekes in the Yushalmi 2 days. If when Yaakov Avinu left Mitzrayim, when Yaakov Avinu was nifter, did the famine come back? It's a machlekes. One man says that the famine came back. And one Mandama says, no, that once Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, the famine never came back. And they gave the Machlaikas in the Yerushalmi. So Chaim Kanievsky said, what's gave the Machlaikas? What's the shaila of the Machlaikas if it's a famine, yeah, came back or not came back? It's like that. What's the bigger covet for the tzaddik? Because Baruch over here is trying to do something for the tzaddik to show his kvyachol, his covet for the tzaddik. So is the bigger covet for the tzaddik that Yaakov Avinu Schos has the ability to lingansin, ward off the famine, to knock out the famine, the gamrei. Knock it out of the gamrei. As I was saying, when he came down to Mitzrayim, gone. Famine's gone. Or no, maybe the bigger schutz for the tzaddik is fakir. The bigger covet for the tzaddik is you see that kolzmaner lepchay, the tzaddik lepchay, and he's alive, so he wards off the famine. His schutz prevents from the famine. Perega, the tzaddik is nifter, the famine comes back. What's the bigger covet for the tzaddik? So what's the bigger covet for the stipler? Avada, when the stipler gave the bracha, so that bracha had the koyach to ward off this terrible sickness. And memelo, maybe kolzman that the stipler left when he's alive. So hefsha, you need the schus of the stipler. Or no, maybe that's in fact that the words came out of the stipler's mouth, the covered for the tzaddik, is that his bracha should be. So Chaim Kanievsky said it's a safek. Safek deraisa l'chumra, safek l'chumra, nefesh l'chumra, and they have to do the operation. Safek l'chumra. As they were walking out, and I heard the story from Mamish the Bala Maisa. It was at a Sheva Brachis. I heard the story, Mamish from the Bala Maisa. He said, as they were walking out of the room, Chaim Kanievsky stopped them and said, no, it's a toyist, no operation. Koyach of koylat Torah kula. No pachad, Rabbi Yisrael. No pachad. If that's what it says in Torah, so then he has no fear. He says, no, they shouldn't do the operation. Why not? Because the bracha of the stipler was different. The stipler says, he's alhabin and arichas yomim. She's going to have a long life. Those are the words of the Halakha stipler. As I bezoi, a 45-year-old lady, that's not arichas yomim. They shouldn't do the operation. The person, the doctor, came to Chaim Kanievsky and said, Rebbe, he's heard different stories from Chaim Kanievsky and different stories about with operations and when you have to do and not to do. He said, but this time, you have to understand the Metzias and this, and explain to the Metzias. And Chaim Kanievsky told them not to do the operation that she's going to have in Arichas Yamim. I heard this story about 14 years ago, and Kayadua, Kamuvan, everyone understands that she's still waiting her Arichas Yamim. She has a long time left to get until Arichas Yamim and Avada, she's alive and shame. House is good. Koyach of Koyla Tayakula. That's what it means to be able to have the Shlita on Koyla Tayakula. But it's a bitachin. It's a bitachin that maybe one of the greatest, toivis, matonis that the Chaim Kanievsky did for Klal Yisrael, does for Klal Yisrael, is this Sefer Orchas Yosha. This Sefer is is an absolute, it's a masterpiece. It's one of the most brilliant works that you can't even imagine the brilliance in this Sefer. Sefer is 30 Avaidis, 30 different Avaidis. It was written again, Avada without any Svarim, and just from the Seichel of Chaim Kanievsky, the only memras that are found in here are basically Shas and Poiskim. Explicit from Shas, explicit from Paiskim, Belim, Achleikasim, on all different Avaidis. He starts with Emes, and he talks about Kas, and he talks about Leitzanis, and he ends with Torah and Tefillah, and the last Perek, the 30th Perek, is on Tefillah. Very short, very Kedai Sefer to buy, because it's short Avaidis, maybe a little bit harder for a woman to read, maybe you read it with your wife, but it's short Avaidis, it's about a page or two, it's a very thin Sefer, and the person reads Emes, and he reads all Chazal, and when you read the words of Chazal, it has more of an impression on a person. Because it's no longer just sometimes people think, oh, it's what's in their stomach and they're making things up. When you see it, that it comes, everything comes, geboit from Shas and Paiskim. It has more of a roishim on a person. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky in this Sefer, he emphasizes things through Shas and Paiskim that perhaps that even if we know, but now when you see it from Shas and Paiskim, it has that roishim. And that's his Sefer. It's an incredible work of art. What's more incredible is anybody who knows Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and if he reads the Sefer, he realizes that's where a Rav Chaim Kanievsky comes from. Because he actually lives life like this. You just read things, and we'll speak today even, and Tefillah, and he lives life based on the Sefer. When you live life based on the Sefer, by us it's Avaidus, and Avaidus, and Avaidus. But Chaim Kanievsky, this is reality, it's Metzias, because it says it in Shas and Paiskim, and that is Emes, that's life, when it says it in Shas and Paiskim. So I'm going to try over here to go a little bit of Derech, what he speaks about in his Sefer. Tonight, nobody has to really write, because you know, you can just read it afterward in the Sefer. You have a good Chazara sheet over here. I can't read it all. It's about it's actually the longest chapter. This one's 13 pages. All the rest of them are about 1-2 pages. This one's 13 pages in the Chesvila. And there are certain hadgoshes here that I want to explain there's kimat, and I'll point out maybe kimat is not one word here that's a machlekes. That's the godless here. I mean, this is the tzura of how tefillah is supposed to be looking. This is the tzura of how tefillah. Once in a while, it brings in something from the Chazon Ish, which would have a certain mashmayis that maybe that's only the sheet of the Chazon Ish. Fine. But everything else here is dvarim ha-brurim. If there's time at the end, I sent my own, a few shilas, dafka shilas that I received in the last few weeks when I was here. I sent today to Chaim Kanievsky certain shilas in Ilvis tefillah, which I think will be a tayalis for the tzibur if there's time. Chaim starts out with Murray the Karate, everything here, Shas and Paiskim, I won't be able to read out of sight. But Ein Lecha G'dayla Minat Tefillah. There's nothing greater than Tefillah. Now, again, we know this, but when he brings it more from Shas, Paiskim, his first Kiluraya to that is he brings from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Milanu Gadol Mi Moshe. And Moshe was answered not because of his Maisim Toivim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest person in the world. The greatest person in the world. And G'dayla Tefillah Yosef from Maisim Toivim. Ein Lecha Gadol B'Maisim Toivim Yosef from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Afapikin Leinen Ela B'Tefillah. Listen to Elasha. Again, I'm going to try and show you how to learn the Sefer. It also needs a limit. It's from the Gadol Ador. But you have to learn how to emphasize in the Sefer. He writes, Sharei Afilu Moshe Hutzrach L'Tefillah. What's that Hadgasha? Even Moshe needed Tefillah. I said, what was Moshe? Moshe was, Chazal tell us that Moshe had achieved the Metzias, Kivyakol, the Madrega, the Metzias of a Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who had chiseled out that rock, the Gamrei, to the extent that all that was left was Neshama and Eved Hashem, nothing else. It's Chav Kasha, Rechaim's a Kasha, Fekta Kasha. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go and daven? And 516 times to take a daven, and the Bernishoma to get not to daven anymore. Why did he have to daven? Do Malachim daven? Malachim give praise, Malachim give sheva. The Malachim daven, we don't have Chazal telling us Malachim daven. Yeah, Chazal tell us about praise that they give. Why don't Malachim daven? Because their mitzias is tefillah. Their entire mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows their ritzainess. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows their praise and knows their avas Hashem. So their mitzias is a mitzias of tefillah. Sokel Chaim Kanievsky Gvaldik Echidish. Even Moshe needed to daven. Even Moshe, even though his entire mitzias was that of tefillah. But there's rules. Calls man that you're one of us, you're a Ben Adam, you're a Bas of Adam, you have to daven. Chiddush from Chaim Kanievsky. That means that nobody can say, tefillah, what shaykh is tefillah? I need to daven. Hashem knows what I want. Hashem understands me. He sees where my lev is. I want this and I'm a good person. No. Even Moshe has to daven. So once a person hears that, so he thinks to himself, my tefillah, what? That's the next paragraph. My tefillah, what's it worth, my tefillah? So the next paragraph, Reb Chaim says, your tefillah. Koyach shel tefillah. Once you hear that, you say, well, maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, no. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu poisel tefillahs kol beria. Everybody's tefillah counts. Vayomer brings everything here is Chazal. It should be Moichel me. This one I will quote because I think you'll chuckle a little bit. It says in the Mechilta Derashbi, remember the Mechilta Derashbi that you heard about tonight, maybe for the first time, the Mechilta Derab Shimon Bar Yochai, Kanira, one of the favorites for him. Mishpatim Chabez, Vayomer Adam Eini Kedai Lespala Beis Hamikdash. What? I should have Kavanim in Yerushalayim Ircha, Hesemeth David, get me to Shema Kaleinu. I should have Kavan on that. Hashem, me, the biggest Sadiqim, Rabbi Kivega Diegadav. The Kivega Davin for the Beis Hamikdash, Chotot Nishkekim. No? It's my tefillah. So the Chaim Kanievsky, you're underestimating your kayach tefillah. Your kayach tefillah. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu poisel any tefillah. Chaim says, right here, I can't go through everything. Ein oimid la'adam lo'y mamoynoi lo'y chachmasai lo'y kvurasai ma oimid lo'y tefillasai. What are you? Ani tefillah, says David HaMelech, the name of David. That's what you are. That's your ma'os, that's your mitzvahs. So, this is the kayach of tefillah. Chaim says here, Dvarim Nayroyim, kayach to be mevatel gzeiris, whatnot. Then he writes, Omno. Muvan that the Iker Maila, actually I would read, I'd be remiss if I didn't read one line because I had a story with this line. I think apparently this story became a little bit famous. I said the story, it's about a Talmud of mine. And apparently recently I've heard the story from other people, so now I think it's becoming a bit more famous. That I have a Talmud who had a dreadful court case in America. And the court case was for $1 million. Pachas or Yoyser, but it's given $1 million. And he was very, very nervous about this, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked me if I'll go with him, and I went with him to Rav Leib, and I went to him to Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim Kanievsky told him, you have to daven. You have to daven. Like, we didn't know that, right? You have to daven. Tzichim litpalel. I remember the words. Tzichim litpalel. He talks very, very brief, everyone knows, very concise. Tzichim litpalel. Ve'afilu, Lashon of Chaim Kanievsky. And even if it won't work for everything, it'll work for half. Listen to a Medrash. It says the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Ritzayimcha leida kayach shel tefila. If you want to know the kayach of tefila, im eina oisa kula, oisa chetzia. If it doesn't do it all, it'll do at least half. I walked out of the room, I told them, you're going to get half a million. As I walked out of the room, I told them, you're going to get half a million. As I walked out, okay? Let's fast forward 2 months, 3 months, whenever it was, a few months later, he says to me, you were wrong, I didn't get a half a million. I got 526,300, and you know how the numbers work when you have these kind of court cases. I said to him, my high, where'd the number come from? He says, no, because the case wasn't exactly $1 million. Remember, Pachas HaYoyser, right? So the pshara that came out, they made a pshara basically, that was came out in the court, that came a pshara of 50%. Because in Eina Oisekula, Oisechetzia. It becomes reality when the words came out of his mouth. Sadik Goizer, Halakim Mikayim. You're thinking, well, but what about the other half a million? He's happy he got the first. So, Nishkeferlich. Kayach of Tefillah. The Chaim goes on and says, the Iker Milus of Tefillah, everyone understands, is Kavana. Everyone understands is Kavana. Listen to Chaim when he talks about Kavana. It's an Avoidish Belev. That's what Tefillah is. Okay. Avoidish Belev. Then the next line, he says, V'amru Rachmana Libaboy. Rachmana Libaboy. Hashem wants the heart. What do most people, Lida, not Avinza mentioned, but what a lot of people think when they say, Rachmana Libaboy, Hashem wants in the heart. He wants, you know, deep down, way deep down in my heart, I'm a firm Yid, matzah ball Yid, I'm a firm Yid, deep down in my heart, I'm a Jew. No, that's a wrong pirish. Chaim Kanievsky just told you pshat from the God Lador. What pshat in Rachmana Libaboy? It's avoida balev. Hashem wants your lave. That's the hardest avoida. The Chaim Kanievsky just said, boom, fuck it, from the Pashut to Pshat. I don't want to say Chalila, the Pashut to Pshat, from the Nish Pashut Pshat. You know, the Pshat is, Tefillah is Avoidish Belev, and it's the Shvest Avoida, and Hashem wants the Kavanah, and its Lashon is, and He knows it's difficult. He knows it's difficult, the Chaim says, but He wants your lave, so give Him your lave. Chaim goes on and says, Amnam Yadua, HaKavanu Midvar Makashim B'Yayser, what's deep down in your heart. So he says, Arbidvarim, Tshichim Chizik, that's why we're here today. Hatzavada, Tshichim Chizik. He writes, so you're going to hear all this, and you're going to say, what, me, in Kavana, I can't concentrate, I can't this. Tzarech l'sameitz l'shtadel v'shiratzel. You have to at least want to have Kavana, kolponim l'kaven, ad kamash afshar. Who would stayer al zeh. You have to have like misnefesh, that you're not having Kavana. Memeila balatayim misayin oisay. As I gave Reb Chaim, he says, what's the pshat? Kavana. What's the pshat of Kavana? Kavana, he writes, a person has to actually believe this, Rabbi Yisai. Im kiven odem l'tfilo yei muftach shetu. That's a chelik of Kavana he's teaching us here. If you understand the way Reb Chaim writes, he's teaching us a chelik of the Kavana is I believe it's going to work. That's part of the Kavana. If you would daven like that, it would work, he writes. The person, he writes, brings a famous Gemara. Two people go to are sick, go to a hospital bed. One of them comes out, one of them doesn't come out. The one that came out, why did he come out? Because he davened lashon of the Gemara. His palul v'leinena. Why? His bezer zeshal his palul tefila shleima. He didn't daven with kavana. The one that davened the tefila with kavana, he was nene. Yeah, that means you have to daven with this understanding. That's how you have to daven. That my davening works. That'll enable you to have kavana. He's giving you an eitz over here, Rabbi Yisai. If you're listening with a good ear, he's teaching you how to have kavana. Kavana. Now, the Rabbi Yisai, you talk about tefila. Tefila is a different mitzias. He writes over here in the Svarim HaKadoshim Avura called Tikkunoi Lames Al Yoinim. Everything is totally in one word, but Chazal Lake Tzu into a tefillah has the ability, what it can do, in that one word of tefillah. Tefillah is a different mitzias. I once asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky on this line over here, because it's interesting, he brings Svarim HaKadoshim. I asked for more of a makor to the koyach of tefillah, klape, its ability, yedei tefillah, yedei kol tveva, mea tefillah, sidra, misagnoi royim, en keitz, lamat nischara. As for a bit more of a makar, I got a very interesting answer. I can't be myrich about it now, but I'll just tell you what the answer was. The answer was, I ain't in the marshah in Kedushin Chavtes. Okay? I can't be myrich what exactly my shayla was, but let me tell you what it says over there in the marshah in Kedushin Dav Chavtes. Again, forget my kasha moment. I just want to tell you what it says over there. Over there, it says like this. There was a Gemara, I think it was, I didn't check it now, I think it's Rav Acha Gado. He came to a town by Abaye. They had a problem in this town over there in the Gemara Kedushin. The problem was there was this dreadful shade or a demon or Echleis Mazik that when two people would even go in the daytime, they would be nizuk from this terrible shade, from this shindalit, and they didn't know what to do about this terrible demon. So, they found out this Eilika Moira, this Eilika Tzadik, he's coming to town. So the Abaye said, don't give him a place to sleep. Don't give him a place to sleep. He's going to come to the town, and he'll have no choice. He'll have to go to the shtiepel, he'll go to the shul, and he'll write. He went into the shul. Verstehst, the demon, the mazik saw him, and Vacha Barad, I think it was. He davened and davened and davened, and he davened until Maisa, this demon was destroyed, and this mazik was no longer able to. Afterward, the Gemara records there was a dialogue. He said to him, "What did you do to me? Maybe they're going to be menakev for my schuyos. You want that I should have a nace? What is this?" And Adkan the Gemara. Zok the Marsha, Takatayna, you take a yid, you put him into a matzav of sakana, maybe it won't happen the nace to him. What is this business? Zok the Halik and Marsha. In Mars, my friends, the Martians tell me that when they're up there, they float. And my friends, they tell me they float up there. I get this. Okay? They float over here. If you see a person floating, you think to yourself, "We're going to Bilam. He's floating around. Right? Over there, if you see somebody whose feet are on the ground, think of Kishif. Why? Because in the atmosphere over there, Vasach Normal, normal is to float. Over here, it's not normal to float. But right? He floats, he's not normal. It's Me'al Teva. Zogdim Ashah. When you live in this world without tefillah, the world has whatever rules there are. So in this world, there's supposed to be a face, a shade, and a mazik, and whatever. So then that's what it is. Berega, you go into the world of tefillah, it's not called nes. In the world of tefillah, the teva, like in Mars, the teva of tefillah can change whatever metzias was. So that was the machlekes, bayit azeg halten over that this amayra would have that koyach. That's what he means over here, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what the koyach of tefillah is. Don't underestimate that koyach. But kavana is a shver zach. You know, the amkis of kavana, amkis alev of kavana, it's a shver gemara. Everyone knows the gemara. The gemara says that the kohen gadol, the mother from the kohen gadol, she brings on erev Shabbos, I guess, you know, she comes around with kugel, and she comes around with some cake. Right? She walks around and she gives all the people in the Ari Miklat, she gives them a little cake and a little kugel, and she finds out that this one likes this type and this one likes kishka, and she comes to everybody in the Ari Miklat. And afterward, you know, always you have the little Ilui Nishmas. So she rings a little bit, you know, dapping for the schis and manzin, right? The kayin gadol, and he takes the kigel and he makes the bravo, the schus, the kayin gadol, the zin, and thus. This is who are we talking about over here? We're talking about why is she doing this? Because she knows that these people, they're very upset that her son, the Kohen Gadol, is alive. And they're going to daven that he dies. Because they know they can't get out of here until, it's not Shaykh, we're stuck in the year Miklat until this Kohen Gadol goes to the Olam HaEmes. So they're going to daven that he dies. So the mamma is worried. She's worried about her children. So here's her son. So the mela, she goes around and she brings him kugel, no, the way to the heart, as they say, right? So she brings him kugel, and they're not going to daven that her son dies. If I said, who are we worried about over here? He's davening, this Rosh is davening that Rav Eliashiv should die? Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about someone that's davening that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach should die? Who's the Kohen Gadol? Who cares what his tefillah is? Who cares about this Rosh? What's Shaykhus? He's going to daven that. And then and who are we talking about? The biggest tzaddik in the world? He's a shoygig nonetheless, Rabbi Yisai. We're not talking about somebody that killed the Aynes, that's the Kaparataka. He's not the world's greatest tzaddik over here that we're talking about. And she's so worried that she brings every Erev Shabbos, she brings kugel. You know where else we find the Meshunah Dikah Chazal, the same idea? You see that the Chazal say that in the time when they go into the Lifnaim, Lifnaim, the Gemara, you might think of Nambeth and Gimel over there, that the Kohen Gadol, the Angagang, and Taka, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest time, the holiest place, and the holiest person. What's the one tefillah of a tatsugalek? What's the tefillah that he has to get in there? That there's going to be a fellow walking one day, and all of a sudden it's going to start raining on his head. He's going to be walking in the street. This is what he davens in Kodesh HaKadoshim, Meshasim Kippur. There's going to be somebody walking down the street, all of a sudden it's going to start raining on his head, and he's going to look up at Shemayim and say, "But Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't have an umbrella. I don't have an umbrella. Please stop the rain." Rabbi say, all of Klal Yisrael need the rain. So not living, I think it's tight. You turn on the water, you're not so worried there's not going to be rain. But in those days, without rain, rain meant chayim. Rain was life. Rain was everything in those days. He has children in his own house that if they don't have rain, they're going to starve this year. But right now, he doesn't going to get wet. What a Russia. The whole Klal Yisrael needs the rain. Everyone's davening with say, Inta Alumata, Livracha. And he's davening, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, no rain. No rain. And what do we have to? We're so fadaiged about this Russia that on Yom Kippur, Bishas, Kodesh HaKadoshim, at the Hangar, the one thing the Kohen Gadol says is, please don't listen to this Yid's tefillah. My high? You know what the answer is, if I say? The answer is because that's tefillah, the kavana, me amkis the leif. Because he knows when he's walking down the street, he knows there's nobody that can help me now except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't have an umbrella. There's nobody. We daven a lot of times. We make cheshbonos. You know, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, don't mess up. You're doing okay till now, but just don't mess up. We daven with cheshbonis and this and that and all cheshbonis. And when this person is in the ear miklat, he knows one thing: there's no way out unless the kohen gadol dies. So that's a tefillah me'amkis alev. So we're scared of that tefillah. You know, they tell a story about an atheist. He was once driving, and all of a sudden his car, terrible! It went off the cliff, and there it is. Now he's holding on to the tree. I guess he somehow got himself out. I don't know if it's a true story or not. And there he is. His hand is holding on by the little tree stump as the car goes down the mountain. He's hanging on. But what could you do? He can't daven. He doesn't believe in Hashem. So what could you do? But now all of a sudden, it's getting a little... So now it's really getting nervous. So he says, if there's anybody up there, please help me. So all of a sudden he hears... So finally he says, please, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Please, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Please help me. Help me, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. All of a sudden he hears a voice. Yankel, if you believe in me, just put your hands out to me. Put your hands out. Yankel, come in the hands. Please put your hands. So he hears it. He says, is there anybody else up there? That's sometimes how we daven, Rabbi Yisai. But when you daven, me'amkus, mit kavana. So that tefillah, that's what they answered. That's what they answered. Me'advarim akashim, Chaim says, b'kol koichai, v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' that to some, what I'm about to say now is going to be simple. People that daven like this, I'm not saying any chidushim. I'm just going to emphasize it from Chazal and Shas and Paiskim, so it gives a person a little bit more life into what he does. When you see it from first and Shas and Paiskim, to other people, it's going to sound Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's he doing to me? Because this is taka, the proper way to daven. This is the way to daven. So if a person doesn't daven like this, he has to try and figure out a way to yes daven like this. To some people, I'm not saying any chidushim. First he goes a little bit leichter. He says, there are chedushim in halacha over here, not in halacha, how Rav Chaim learns Shulchan Aruch. B'yoyzer yesh l'stadl, l'stadl, l'spalo b'tzibur, chiv gomer midina. Number one, the shayla everyone asks in Shulchan Aruch and Tzim Tzadi, is there a chiv to daven tefillah b'tzibur? Because over there it says the lashon y'shtadl. What does y'shtadl mean? Y'shtadl means to try. What does y'shtadl mean? Baruch Be'er, the Mogel Gangetam, when Baruch Be'er went to America, so they asked for Baruch Be'er when he came back, what words did you learn in America? Did you learn any English? So Baruch Be'er said, yeah, he learned a few words. Yeah, two, three words he learned in English. I'm like, in fact, no, what words did you learn in English? He said, I do my best. I do my best. Those were the words they taught Baruch Be'er in America. In fact, Baruch Be'er, was meintas, zokter meintas garnished. So when you hear the words, y'shtadl, when you hear the word yishtadol, yeah, try to get a minion, try, it's a nice thing. So Chaim Gnigaski, he says, no, that's a toyas. Yishtadol huchiv gomer midino. And then he proves it, he was mekaven over here to the Gikus Maisha, the Gikus Maisha in two, three places, says, what's the raya that it's a chiv? Because Chazal tell us that when it comes to tefillah b'tzibur, if you're this amount of way, 18 minutes and 72 minutes, and you have, well, what's the shaila? If I want to daven b'tzibur, I'll daven b'tzibur. If I don't want to daven b'tzibur, I won't daven b'tzibur. It's up to me. How can Chazal tell me you have to, you're not allowed to daven, you have to wait 72 minutes? Zakhtar Chayim Kinyaski, Zakhtar Gishmaisha, from here you see Zakhiv Gamer Medina to daven tefillah b'tzibur. No shaila. Number one. Then Chayim Kinyaski goes on, he has a shaila on a medrash. The medrash says that a person that doesn't daven brings down actually from Lashon Shulchan Aruch also that if you don't daven in a minyan, and there's a minyan in your town, you're a balbozi and a balgaiva. So Rector Chaim Kinyaski, what's the balbozi? What's a balbozi and what's a balgaiva? So he says, a balbozi, it's not pshat. He says, yesh la'ayim, ma'inyin zela bale bizu yu bale gaiva. Why didn't he call them atzlonim? Yesh la'ayimah, ain't lecha bizoyin gedoylim mizeh. The ganz tibers bespalel in the shul, they're not mishtatif, nisher bebeisam, ki'ilu they're menutim. Ki'ilu sruchim al arsay seim, it's atzlim lakim. That's ain't lecha bizoyin gadol mizeh. I gaiva. So he says, gaiva is, he says, me pas me to God, I don't do everything, I do my own thing. I'm unique, I do my own thing. Ah, ain't no alem lamoid ben kulam. So ain't lecha b'gaiva gadol mizeh. Gary Chaim Kinyaski is a shayla. We understood it without him, I think. But we now understand it a little bit better. Bizoy, b'gaiva. So, tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyiv, but he writes here, Marta Gesach. He says, tefillah b'tzibur is never chayz a reikam. The amru, ha-mespalach ha-tzibur, maisav nifratim. What does this mean? If you don't daven in a minyan, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu boidek b'maisav, mi yitztak. You know what this means? Sometimes you go to amusement park, right? You go to amusement park, and they have all the tickets to get in or something, you know? So what happens? So, you know, they have a turnstile, everyone goes in, this one goes, and this one goes. But when you come with the whole camp, Anybody knows it's the camp season now. When they come with a ganze camp with all the kids, so they don't one by one through the turnstiles, not negeya, there's 500 kids, it's not negeya. So what do? They take all of the tickets, and then they open up the gate on the side over there. And then all the kids go through. All the kids go through. But say, if you ever look closely, you have 500 Heimische children going through. All of a sudden, you see some different colored looking children going through. You have 500 kids going through. All of a sudden, this ethnic background and that one's going through. And you have all of a sudden 500 or 600 kids going through. Once the gate is open, the Chalayim came and everybody comes in. But when they're being baidik, one by one, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is, you know, listen, who are schlossim, into the schlossim. You come to David, over here, Kosh Baruch Hu sees Agantz Tzibur, Agantz does, he says, let them all get in. Let them all get in. He start being baited. This one, yeah, this one, no, that's, they all get in. As they gate us. But Shenken, if you daven by yourself, he says, who are you? Mechateisi. Yiddish Hashprat, Mechateisi, who are you? So that's the Hagdar, Chaim says over here, Maisiv Nifrod. He goes on, he says a little bit, Chedushim, this might be a Chiddush. He writes like this. This is a vada everyone knows, that the Iker Seder of Tefillah has to be like the Seder of Tefillah. And because of Agra, called Seder of Tefillah Bonei al Seder, not to be skipping. Seder Elam is Chas V'Shalom L'Dalek Echad Me'at Tefillah V'Leitir L'Dalek Mipsika D'Zimra, only in such a tzina. Then he writes, Shiroi L'Mnoya, you have to prevent yourself from davening in a way where you skip, because you're Mahapech HaTzinoiris. If you allow me for a moment, I want to explain what does it mean to be Mahapech HaTzinoiris. What does it mean? I tell you, when I was first married, the washing machine broke. The washing machine broke. Nope. So, my wife said we have to get somebody to fix the washing machine. To fix the washing machine, what? It's going to cost money? I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Sheba guy. I'll take care of it. So I went over to the washing machine, and I took out this, and that, and that proton, and that crouton, and that chant, and that. I take it all out, and then I put it all back together. And then after, I told my wife, here, try it, it's fixed. She says to me, look, there's two things on the floor there still. I told her, no, those are extra. Those are extra. She said, you know, in a washing machine, there's nothing extra. Nothing extra. And we found that afterward that she was right. She was right. So that's what it means, Ma'apach HaTzinoiris, Rabbi said. And then does Takebo, Shoma, Ashrei, Shtabo. Okay, all the other stuff is extra. If it's there, it's not extra. Then Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says a chiddush. Again, it seems to be, I told you, what he writes here, he feels is undisputed. So, I don't know anybody that argues on this. He writes, Aval Chalila Lina Kein Bekfias, somebody that does this Bekfias, he says, who is Sir Gomer? Isser Gomer. Person that does this, I don't know what's called Kfias, Echveis, so I don't want to tell you, I sent the Shaila. What's called Kfias? So, I sent the Shaila. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's kind of in a few places Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes with this. It's in Hilchos Yichud we spoke once. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Echad L'Shleishim Yom. Echad L'Shleishim Yom doesn't mean, it doesn't mean one good davening in 30 days, everybody said. I meant that once in 30 days, that's already Nishke Ferlach. But once it's more than once in 30 days that he has to skip, that's a Shem Kvias. But there's values from Chazal, obviously, Kvias, right? Okay. Gan Birchas HaShachar, people know the Kulas. The Sefer here is coming to tell you how normal Tzura of Tefillah is supposed to look. He goes on, he says, everyone knows there's a Birchas HaShachar, Batsim, you are maybe allowed to say it after davening the Birchas HaShachar. He says, Gan Birchas HaShachar, Chayiv Lo Yimar Lefnei Tefillah. There are some things you're not even allowed to. What's my Raya? That everything here is undisputed. Because in the next line, he says a chiddush from the Chazainish, which we all know is definitely not a Dover HaMuskim, it's a Machlaikas, and he says it first from the Chazainish. Gam, you should know, Hayamara na Chazainish, Nizr Ma'oid, to say the Birchas La'oilam Ye Adam Bechasimas Shay. Okay, that everyone here knows is a Machlaikas, and Chaim Kanievsky clearly writes it in a way where you should know that the Chazainish was Nizr like that, which obviously gives off the impression that many are not. So that means that everything else that you're reading here. They came Parshas HaTamid Chayiv. You have to say Parshas HaTamid. He says a Chiddush. I didn't know Chiddush. Nish Chiddush. He says you have to stand during Parshas HaTamid. Brings down. Right at the end over here, he has a list of halachas. It's a list. I'm not going to definitely be able to get to this list. It's 46 halachas that people are mezalzelin. And one of the things he says is all the places where you have to stand in tefillah. It's interesting. Most of them, the Ilum maybe will find Chiddushim, not find Chiddushim. He writes, also, Pasik Vihi Noyam B'Moitzei Shabbos. Interesting to Lashon. B'Moitzei Shabbos, maybe I'm making a mistake in the deal. He talks about Kiddush Levana, he talks about this. And then he says, he's going through all the cases, Rachum and whatnot. He says, Pasik vihi noyam b'maitzei Shabbos. And Shazant Rei, you have to stand during the Pasik, achach the Pasik of vihi noyam on maitzei Shabbos. I know because some people have the minigas sit, some people have the minigas stand, but they don't realize that during vihi noyam, the Pasik vihi noyam, you have to stand. Shazant. So this is Reb Chaim. Chaim goes on, he talks about the shul. We'll be Mekatzer now. It's going to be ready. Saying Shain Shpeit. He brings down what's Yadua. Iker mitzvah spalel in the base Knesset. Oser the spalel bechatzer oy bechutz. It's an iser. I'm not trying to be Mekatrik. You have to know what the Iker normal tzura of tefillah is supposed to look like. There are oinsim, he writes himself, not to daven in oifin of where you're trying to get out. You know, it's in the back. In the back, and he's trying to just, you know, right next to the door, and he runs into a davening. This is life, Rabbi Yisai. Gechap the davening is nishpash. Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. He brings down over here from the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, it's like a Shulchan Aruch. Al taset tefilascha keva evle tachanune. I want to tell you a meritik of chakida. When you have a chakida, chakida like this. How do you have interest on the? Let's say you have somebody that he's davening to be yoytzei zayin. He's davening to be yoytzei. Davening just to be yoytzei. The Bialocha is a suffix, any of us daven just to be yoytzei, maybe he's not yoytzei. Just out the chakir, huh? You know, if you daven to be yoytzei, maybe you're not yoytzei. That's the tide, she's talking to Bialocha, and ain't a mispalel, the tachanunim, he's only davening keva, he's not davening tachanunim, so the Bialocha is misupik, maybe you're not yoytzei. If that's how you're davening, because you know, when you hear the person, he says, I gotta get mincha. It's a different way of davening. I'm davening because this is life. Not I'm davening to be yotzei zayin. When you see these halachas, it makes it easier. Now Chaim says here, some of the most shreklich raid, I think, is in our Kol HaTorah Kulo. Obviously, I can't back up that statement. And I don't know. Shreklich raid. He writes, Amar Reshu ben Levi, Kol Mishu Nichlos Lebeis HaKnesos Lebeis HaMedrash Ba'ilam Hazeh will be zaycha in the next world to go into the Beis HaKnesos Lebeis HaMedrash. If you don't go in this world, you won't be zaycha in the next world. Las lava, kol tzaddikim will be nichnas lefnim, and they'll keep you bachotz. Then he brings here a peladik ma'aser from the Sefer Chassidim, Tav Shin Ayin Tes, of a lady. Agav, he says like this. He says you're allowed to leave the shul early. He says you should never leave before siyum hatfilah. And he writes it's the most shreklich hazad. If you leave before siyum hatfilah in the olam ha'emes, they will call you otzel. They will call you peshaya. Okay. Then he writes like this, Shrekel Chamaisa. First he says that there is one time you're allowed to leave early from shul. In Cain, Elim Cain, Sarchel in the cover, Oila Haki. You have to vomit. Then you're allowed to leave early from shul. Okay, let's go weiter. Maisa Biskena Echas. Half of a fellow. I don't, if I say, I have no Havana in what I'm about to read now. It's a with a Froy and a lady, I don't understand. But Chach for us. I don't understand it. I'd be the first to admit. It was a ma'aser with a skeina echas. Shaya makdemes l'tfila. We're talking about a helika tzedekis, Rabbi Yisai, that she used to come early to davening. Makdemes l'tfila. No? Vaya b'maisim toivim. She's tzedekis. Lacha ma'aser baba chaloyim l'toivim. Amala, ma'at boilam emes. Amala, makin oisi bedinim gedoilim. You know, in our door, we don't talk about Gehenim. We're a weak door. Right? In this sefer, there's no games. Kula emes. You can't handle it, so then, you know, take a pill first and then read it. But this is Kulay Amis. He writes, Makim Bedinim Gedoilim. V'kasher Sar Tzadikim V'tzidkaniyas HaBesimcha M'garshin Oisi M'bineyam. Now, I looked in the Zohar, it's a little bit mashma. The Sefer Chassidim is coming also from Sefer Chassidim says it was a ma'aser, there's a mashmois in the Zohar like this also. It sounds like they don't let her in to the high madrigas of the Tzadikim V'tzidkaniyas in where they are. She's only on lower level madrigas. Not pshat that she's chalilin again, but he writes over here, why is it that they throw me out? I used to come early to davening. So he's there because kishe ha'isi b'chayim ha'isi yoytzei mi beis ha'knesses b'seder kedusha. V'loi ha'isi mamtenes acha yoytzei mi beis ha'knesses. He means kedusha, he means uvalitziyim, Rabbi Sechomorit. So that's what he's saying over here. I don't understand it, metafray and a lady. I don't understand it. Maybe someone else will explain it to me. I don't understand. But I'll go upon him. Pachat Chodem. Ooh, Dabar Dvarim Betalim. Chaim says, he says, why are you going to say Dabar Dvarim Betalim, Bebeshas Tfila, Bebeshas Chazar Sashat, Chris Abtoy, what not? He says, Ein Shum Heter Bezer, Bechalila the Zalzel. Why are you going to be Mezalzel? Mishum Shahar Be Anoshim Mezalzel in Bezer, Ki Af Heim Asidim Litein Esadim. And he brings 14 bias, Amar Masada Derech Eret, and stories. Kosa Poiskim, Chaim Kinyevsky has a suffix. Suffix, one of the few sfeikas he has over here. I told you, everything here is explicit. He has a shaila. He starts it over here and he brings it more later on. But let's say somebody learned Shtayim Mikra during Chazar Sashatz. So he says, Efsher, afilu b'diyevet le'yotzi, you take Shtayim Mikra, ta'avei mitzvah baba veira. He's not sure. You're not sure. It's a shaila. Somebody should send the shaila to Chaim Kinyevsky. Not sure. It's a shrek l'chazach. He goes on and he says something. Just you see how Chaim learned the Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadi, Sif Yutes, it says, Yikva Mokum Letfilasa. You have to have a makam kavua. This is for ladies too, Rabbi said. The wife in the house should have a makam kavua, where she davens, where she has her shaychus to the Eibishter. The Shulchan Aruch lashon is, Sarach Shiyikva Makaymai, and don't change it unless it's your nainus or whatever. I don't think a lot of us would have read the Shulchan Aruch like this. Sarach Shiyikva, it's a nice thing. It's a good thing to have a makam kavua. If it came bedin kfiyas makam basic nesis, this is a yid that when he reads Shulchan Aruch, this is what he sees. Right? It's a chiyuv. He has a problem, he has this, that. Etc. etc. Okay. He writes here something also very difficult for Artsuri. He writes, Inyan Tfilas Vasikin, so Milvad, the Sheet is Riff and Rambam, it's a Chiv Gomer. That's done, the Chiv Gomer, and you're over on the Rechachamim. Okay, but the Sharpa is Kim. That's not, Milvad, it's a Maila, Inyan Gadol Ma'oi. Okay. Then he writes, but let's say you can't. You can't Davin Vasikin, not everybody can Davin Vasikin. In this tour of my schedule, it's came out an impossibility to daven vasikin. Most yeshiva brachim for sure, it's a chalila, they shouldn't daven, they should go with the seder yeshivas. He writes like this, v'afilu mishayinim espal vasikin, akoponim chayiv lahashkim kefi yicholta. You have to do this. Sarich adam lahashkim letfila. And if not, then ali in the oilam ha'emes, kari lei paisheya v'otzol. Lassid lavoy dokolim a paisheya in an otzol. Oila oisai bushe v'oila oisai chlima. He goes on, I can't be married, you have to read it. It's unbelievable here. This is the Tzur of Davening. Right over here, Azoyer Chadosh in Rus. I won't read it because it's I even know what he writes over here. I even know. But I want you to, I'm not even going to tell you what it says over here. I'm just going to tell you who it's talking about. You know what it's talking about? The Medoyers in Gehenim and Fegnish. It's a Gefelich Shein Kamay. But he writes over here and he describes Gehenim. He says, if you stand a parsa away from an ash, you still feel the heat. It's a Pachab Chadim. But he writes, who is this person? This is a person hamisaper b'tfilosai. It's a person that talks while in the middle of davening. In the middle of davening, and he sends this person. And this is a person that he leaves early from shul, that he comes late to shul, and he writes something meritik shvekuch. Writes like this. He says, busha in this world is a feeling that gets badekt by our gof. Veli Apian, Zechon Levrach, used to tell a story about there were two, businessmen. And one of them found out that the other one was stealing. He caught him in the middle of the night, and it was a bush of a charpa. They caught him stealing, I don't know, wheat, a sack of wheat, in the middle of the night, a very respected person. Revel used to say that this person had such busha that he was caught, that I think that what I remember from the story, that for the next year, he never came out of his house. He never came, he was so embarrassed, people in the town knew he was embarrassed, he couldn't come out of his house for an entire year. After a year, he started coming out of the house a little bit more, and after 2 years, in the Olam HaEmes, Ravel used to say, and that's what he says over here, Chaim, in the Olam HaEmes, whatever busha there is, if they call the person Otzel, or Pesheya in the next world, then that busha is le'olam vayed u'lenetzach netzachim. And there's no goof. There's no goof. And the busha blight iber forever. There's a dibbuk in Vilna. And the dibbuk came to Vilna. So it was saying, Mamish, the most shreklecha, shreklecha, nivel peh, and that, shreklecha, shreklecha. Right? So somebody asked the Vilna Gayan, said, my hi, what's the pshat? He's in the Olam HaEmes now. He's from Kaf HaKelei. He's being thrown from one end of the world to the other end of the world. He knows now what's the Emes. How can he talk like this? So the Dibbuk overheard the conversation that they were asking the guy in this question. And the Dibbuk said, what do you think? You think in the Olam HaEmes you change? You remain like this le'olam void le'netzach nitzachim. And that is the bush and pain. So when the person, if you were not sold in this world, and you left the shul early in this world, and you came late to the shul in this world, so when you go up there, what do you think? You change. It doesn't work like that. You'll be like that, le'olam void, le'netzach nitzachim. It's pach ha'pchadim, v'shteta. So this is Adkan, Abyssal Chizik. Again, Shreklich, he goes on, he talks about, I won't even read this. Klal l'shal davar, read it yourself. Klal l'shal davar. Chiv gomer li'ayis baki b'shulchan aruch. You have to be a baki in shulchan aruch, hilchus tefila. Okay, a person that comes to be Meshamish the Melech, Ech Yedeye, Snaik, Bevadik, Hashem Melech, who needs him? Vein Safek, Shalimedinim, Elu, Chiv, Koidim, Lekol, Limudim, because they're Noyik 3 times a day. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, you have to learn these halachas, and you have to learn it, he says, with the das that you want to be Mekayimit. Atkan, is Rechai Kanievsky. He goes on and has a few unhuggas over here that people, I'll tell you one story. He writes here, Meritik Alash, Mishiach Alava Letfila Bezman. He has the ability to come on time to Mincha. But he says, you know, I want to be there. You know, Mincha starts at, I think over here, 7:45. I think it's been, starts at 7:45. So I'll be there. I'll get in there. I'll get there by 7:45. I'm already, you know, he's standing in front of the shul at 7:40. I have 2 minutes. I have 2 minutes. He's still on his phone. I have 2 minutes. I have 2 minutes. Listen to his lashon. Mishiyachal lavo l'tefila b'zman b'shat nefesh ma'acher kidei shelo yitztarich lahamtim ezer regoyim. I don't have to wait around for a minyan. You know, 2 minutes ezer regoyim. So he says, this is mamish. If he comes late, it's shrek l'chav b'shrek. Roi kavet shemayim lahamtim ezer dakot. It's roi kavet shemayim that you should have to wait for a few moments. And then he goes on again. Whatever he says, the punishment is it's a mezalzel. I tell you a story with Rishlam Zalman, Zichron Levracha. I heard from the Balam Aisa. He said he was Zaycha, he was one of the heads of the OU. And he got a meeting with Rishlam Zalman. So Rishlam Zalman told him that come to him at 1 o'clock, Mincha is at 1:20. So, you know, imagine spending 20 minutes with the Gadol HaDor. 20 minutes with Gadol HaDor. He was so excited. He got there at 12:45. He's waiting to go into Rishlam Zalman. He comes into Rishlam Zalman at 1 o'clock. Rishlam Zalman says to him, what's your Shaila? He asks one Shaila. At 1:02, Rishlam Zalman says, okay, come, we have to start walking already to the shul. Shul is across the street, if anybody remembers. He says, but Rishlam Zalman told me that the minyan is, Rashiva said that the minyan is at 1:20. So he said like this to him. He said to him, Faltikahat, if you would have a meeting with Reagan in those days was the president, for those who don't remember. He says, if you had a meeting with Reagan, when would you get there? When would you get there? You would get to the meeting with Reagan at 1:18? So he said, if you would have a meeting with Orbach, when would you get to that meeting? Shlomo Zalman, a good Kent, a good Pashtanin. You wouldn't come to the meeting. So Shlomo Zalman went to the shul at 1:03, at 1:04, and he waited to daven. He sat down, he opened the Gemara, and he waited to daven, going into a meeting lahavdol with the Bashefer, the Heilige Bashefer. He's Mayrich. Other halachas, Yoylam should see themselves. Yoylam should see themselves. Halachas. Things that people are sometimes mizalzlin. Maisa, I sent myself today a few shailas to Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not going to have time now, unfortunately, to go through those shailas. I'll leave with one of them. I have here a whole list of shailas. If anybody wants after it, I'll tell them what the shailas were. There are some things I left out afterward. But I sent one shaila. All the other shailas were what Eilam asked me in Hilchas Tevila that I didn't feel were either Mefurish and Paiskim. So there are shailas I sent on. But this one bothered me. It was Mikishter, and I had to work very hard to get the shaila today to Chaim Kanievsky. And this one, we have an answer. I was actually at a chuppah, and the person called me back, and I listened in as he's asking the shaila to Chaim Kanievsky. I listened in, he asked a few of these shailas, and then the last shaila was like this. I asked him, he writes a sefer, Orchis Yayish Hilchas Tevila, and this sefer, the one thing that's missing is about the phone. You know, he talks about everything over here, about the guys that come late, about about staying till the end of the davening, about this. You know, the truth is, I'm going to say a chiddush. Most of Hilchas Tevila, if you just came in that you actually want to have a meeting with Reagan, you'd more or less you get it right. You'd stay to the beginning, you come early, to the beginning, you'd have a kavod to gemakim. There's a lot of halachas, zognish. But a lot of them, even if you didn't know the halachas yet, you'd get it right if that was your attitude. But I had a kasha over here. What about the phone? You know, and I'm not getting involved now in which types of phone, any phone, Rabbi said. When Rav Chaim wrote this, there were phones. Okay? So you can say, well, he didn't know his phone number. Okay? But in Reb Chaim's shul, there's a big sign, the Pekudas Moran, you're not allowed to have a phone during Shas Tefillah, the Pekudas Moran. He knows what a phone is. He knows it's gone. So I asked him, I asked the Shaila, why in Orchis Yaisher? And I was being meram is maybe in the next print of Orchis Yaisher, I guess the next Ibriyor, that's when he writes the Sefer, he has an extra month, right? What do we do with that extra month? But I go upon him, in that extra month, he writes, maybe you should add in a Haggah. Orchis Yaisha, another paragraph about the Shreklachite, the phones, and Vazna has a tshuva about the phones. You know, let him write something about the phones in the middle of the shul and whatnot. And I'm not talking about the person who the phone goes off in the middle of the shul. Everyone knows you got to feel bad for that guy. It's ringing and he's trying his hardest, he's pressing, and he presses the wrong button. You hear somebody say hello, right? And then you have the one person who's screaming at him, shnoo, and he's trying his heart out. And the poor guy's going, hello. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the person that has it on vibrate. I'm talking about the person that it's even off, but he gets to look at it every once in a while and whatnot. Why doesn't he say something about the phone? That was my shaila. So I heard the Shoel, I want to that lama be sefer Orchis Yaisher lo medabim bichlal al ha phone b'shas tefila. Ken katavti. I read this today 3 times. Okay, and I didn't have to chazer kol atar kula. I just have to read it for the shiur. I read it 3 times, up and down and inside out. Doesn't say one word about a phone here, Rabbi said. So he himself, the person who asked the shayla, is also a baki, and he said to him, "Eifa ze katuv?" So Chaim Kanievsky, we saw before, but to the Torah, it's the chachma, a little bit of humor. Chaim Kanievsky said, "Bikol shura v'shura shel haperek." That's what he said. In every single line of the perek, it talks about the phone. Where does it talk about the phone in every single line of this? That was the answer from the Gadol Hador. No, where does it say this perek? What did it say over here today? How you have to make your davening work. We have to figure out this is life, and we have to make sure it works. That's it. So therefore, you have to come on time, and therefore you have to leave. You have to say every part of the tefillah talks about his ma'arich over here, and you have to have a makom kavua, and it has to be your place. Do we know what's going on in the world today with the phone? We know what's going on. You have people that have not stepped foot into a shul in the last year, last 2 years. What does it mean they haven't stepped foot into a shul? They're in their phone. Is there a difference when he's in his phone over there or if he's over here? He comes in, he's not in the shul. He's not in the Beis HaKnesses. Is that a mokim kavua l'tfila? Is that a person that in the Olam HaEmes, they're going to say Pesheya, they're going to say Otzel, they're going to say much worse. He never walked into a shul. If I said, do you know what's going on today with the phones? You know what's going on? I had a bacher came to talk to me today, a 19-year-old bacher. This is not a bacher with all the cliches that has the learning disabilities or that has amuna issues. He told me he can't focus, he can't daven, and he can't learn. That's what he said. Okay, we started discussing. You don't know when you have these conversations where they're headed. He can't learn, he can't daven, my high. Right? He says to me, he can't focus. Right? He's so addicted to his phone that he can't be by himself for a moment. So he can't daven. So he can't learn. He's constantly thinking of something, going back into his phone. He's constantly addicted. Right? We're losing a ganze door, Rabbi Yisrael. The whole door we're losing. It's nishpashit. It's nishpashit. They can't focus. Your rebbeim and the yeshivas, they're telling you, your kids can't focus anymore, Rabbi Yisrael. They can't daven anymore, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to have a mokim. This phone makes you self-absorbed. You become, I can't have a relationship with anybody else except for myself. When I'm over here, I like what this person's saying, so I listen. I don't like it, I go to the next thing. Right? Self-absorbed. You can't have a relationship when you're attached to the phone. Who's in control? Are you in control of the phone? Or is the phone in control of you? So what do you want from this poor bacher? He can't concentrate. So how are you supposed to daven? So you come into shul and you have this phone with you. How could you not turn off the phone for an hour? It's not an avlo, Rabbi Yisai. It's nishke davened in the oilom ha'emes. I promise you, Rabbi Yisai, this is borer in shas, in paiskim, in every line that you're reading here. In the oilom ha'emes, there is nobody else there except for you. If you were able to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, so then you will enjoy the next. If in this world you can't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you can't focus, so then in the next you will be alone, la'olam vod u'lenetzach nitzachim. And that's avtocha, Rabbi Yisai. That's reality. That's what it says over here. You can't focus. What do you want from a person that he can't turn off his phone for an hour to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There used to be a musik by the Chassidim Mishayinim, by Tzadikim. He's by this. He's by this. To be by yourself. Just with yourself. Okay, that we don't have time for. Very busy people. We don't have time for that. But you have to have time to be just with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to. Whether it's in Shas Tefillah, whether it's in Shas Torah, there has to be a place. Person wants to know with the phone, this. If you're in control of the phone, it's doable. Somebody said to me this week, he said to me, it's almost like it's a lost cause, right? But it's here to stay, right? This phone is here to stay. It's a lost cause. What should we do about it? It's a lost cause. I told him, if you're in control, it's not a lost cause. If the phone is in control of you, it's a lost cause. I can't help this bacher. I can't help this bacher. No, you can't help him. He can't focus, but I can't help him. I can't help him. I can't tell a Bas Yisrael who doesn't have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't tell her to be a tzemu. What can I tell her? She doesn't have a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yisai, this is the one most important psak. We talked in the last 2 weeks, we were Zaycha, we talked Amen, we talked Bitochen, we talked Avos Hashem and Kirev, what we spoke about, Birchas, Amozin, Benching. We spoke, Mamish, Seilika, Alocha, and Alocha, and Alocha, and Tefillah. and what life is supposed to be by. But Rabbi Isai, this phone is going to win. He's going to win. You won't be able to say an amen. You'll miss an amen, Rabbi Isai. You'll miss the birchas hamazon. If you're in that world, then there's not much that we could do, Rabbi Isai. You have to be in control of your phone. And if you can't turn off your phone when you come to daven, you have a problem. So get help. I don't know how to get you help, but get help. Because if you can't sit in a tefillah, in a Torah, in a shir, for 1 hour, because you're the busiest person in the world, well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm also the busiest person in the world, and my phone is off. I'm very busy yet. I'm very busy yet. But when I go to daven, the phone is off. I'm the guy that once in a while forgets to turn off the phone, and all of a sudden you hear, Rabbi Kallis? I'm going like this and like this. I'm him. But when I walk into a shir, or when I walk into a tefillah, the phone is off. And like I said to you, all the shirim, I told you, I'm not the person to talk about bitachin. There's people that are much wider beards and much more stories and much older and know what to, and I'm not the person even probably to talk about tefillah. I'm not the Torah to tell you this. Rechaim Kanievsky said, the reason I keep telling you I am is because it's a bitoich ami ani yoshev. Because I'm just like everybody else here. And bitoich ami ani yoshev. So maybe I have the same difficulty turning off my phone that every one of you have. But I want to be in the next world. And in the next world, there's only you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So if you have ability to relate to Him, turn off your phone. Because if not, you're in trouble. And if you have a problem, you can't focus. Deal with it. Not easy. Deal with it. I have Merdik Akar Satoiv to the Rav Shlita and Beis Medrash. It's Mamish Bin Dachsenai of Taira. Of course, to the organizers and about the Oilam. There is one word that comes to mind afterwards. Mamish Kiddush Hashem. And the sponsors of Shteitzah, and the schluss is all theirs. Meir de Gazak Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Yidden that in their vacation time, everyone's coming back from the vacation, everyone's coming. Yeah, everybody tells me, I'm missing this year. Like I take attendance. Everybody comes to me and says to me, I'm missing this year. But I'm just going to listen, and they're blaming this one. How come it didn't go up on thine, and how come it didn't go on this and thus? The Olam is thirsting for Torah. They love it. Everybody here wants it. They want Torah. So what we learned, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned about Tefillah, we learned about this. The Kiddush Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoyche, that we'll continue the Shiurim. This is Hashem, hopefully even before the Yomim Tovim. And the Shiurim of Mitzvah Hashem will be on Hilchus Kodshim. In Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, Shebana Beis Hamikdash, Yavai Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheira, Biyameinu, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.